Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air live, starring
Jimmy Jennings. I got my new glasses, but I'm still blind. Oh, shut up.
Well, isn't it a lovely day? I'm sure glad that I don't have to go to work today. What do you mean? Well, I was going to take the day off. You can't take the day off. Well, why not? Because we have to pay the rent. And you know how that landlord is. The landlord, Ollie, why don't you give him the rent? He doesn't like me much. Doesn't like me either. He doesn't even like himself. Now help me clear this yard with these boxes before he gets it. Come on, move that box. Hey, who put all this garbage in here? I don't know. But I do know I don't want that mean old grumpy landlord to see it. Boy, will we be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do with it? Wait a minute, I've got an idea. When I was a kid, and you had enough garbage, you could burn it. Burn it. Right, and just pile it up against that wooden shack.
The
wooden shack. I got a big box of matches here. Just pile it up. Put some more paper on. Paper's good for fire. Put it on there. Go ahead. I don't know about this. help me, Stanley. I'm burning up. Gee, Ollie, I didn't know you were standing that close to the fire before I threw that box of matches in there. All lit. Get the hose on! Get the hose! What's going on in here? What's that fire? My place is burning down. You morons have gone too far now. All right, Joe, get that hose. What a bunch of you. We were only trying to help you, Mr. Johnson, with the garbage. We thought we'd take a shortcut and burn it. Shortcut, burn it. I'd like to burn you.
No.
Well, you don't mind if I smoke, do you, Mr. Johnson? I don't care if you burn. You and your ideas. Now we're in real big trouble. What a mess. Now who's going to clean up this mess from the fire? The fire mess? Well, I guess we could try to help out.
Help out?
You already helped out enough. You almost destroyed my house, you idiot. Burn the garbage. You don't burn the garbage up against a wood shack. Oh, you don't? I thought that's the way they do it. Oh, shut up. Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Now what are we going to do? We haven't got the rent. And we burnt half this house down.
No.
Well, I got an idea. Another one of your nincompoop ideas? I don't even want to hear it. Well, this is the better one. We got to tell him something. Yeah, of course we got to tell him. What are we going to tell him? Well, one that my mother always taught me, see. Tell him we go into the Ilk of France and the ship sails in 15 minutes. Get out! Go! Go! Don't have an attack, Ollie. I love you too much.
No.
Attack. Ilk of France. Woo! All right, Inner Sight Frolics, Friday night, live, and yeah. Oh, a fella told me a joke today. Let's see if I can remember it. How do you make a bandstand? Well, that's simple.
You get a band.
You take away their chairs. Oh, shut up.
There you go.
Take away their chairs. What is wrong with you? Anyway, welcome to the Inner Sight Frolics. Dinnigan's coming up later with his new glasses. What a riot that was. He came to school with these big, thick glasses. And
oh, boy.
He put them down and he couldn't find them.
Oh, jeez.
All right. What else we got? Oh, the Honeymooners. Do a little Honeymooners. And we haven't done Red Fox for a while. Do a little Red Fox. And Louis be here later on with some of his crazy stuff. Louis the Lip with his usual, of course, on Connie and Chrissy. And let's see, what else? whatever else. Oh, did you hear it on the news now? Next week...
Yeah.
Is the new vaccines for the Omicron.
No way.
What they call it? Omicron?
Omicron. You're right.
Yeah. Omicron. Next week, they've got two new vaccines coming out, and the philosopher, the disabled-friendly philosopher, wants to philosophize on it to tell you what it's all about. So... Let's get the philosopher music. Feedback. Turn down the volume.
Yeah, I know. I gotta do something.
And
about
play
that.
It again.
Okay. Hang on.
Disabled friendly philosopher on Inner Sight Live.
I got logged out of the radio, so you gotta give me a chance. I gotta go back in.
You got what?
I got logged Blog Talk Radio. Thrown out.
Thrown out.
Yeah, thrown out.
What do you mean thrown out? We're still on the air.
Just the when I go to play on the board, I'm not part of the whole Blog Talk Radio. It took me right out.
Well, try it again. Try it again.
Yeah, I will.
You're in more trouble than you're worth.
Me? Yeah, that's true. you weren't.
Try to hit that musical lever again on the philosopher.
Here it
up next with the new vaccine. Now,
there
last time it was a multitude different conditions, including myocarditis. And I don't mean myocarditis either, somebody else's carditis. There's all kinds of repercussions. Now, you heard the story where the respirators didn't work, and they put people on them, people had such a hard time breathing that they couldn't breathe anymore.
Oh, my.
So keep that music going, low. Keep it going.
Oh.
And if you think I'm going to take that, you're nuts. Anybody who takes those vaccines has no brains or has brains in their ass.
Well,
one or
the
other.
I had my ass. I took the vaccine.
Now, what you got to do is build up your immune system.
There you go.
Forget about these stupid vaccines, because the FDA doesn't care about you. They only care about making money. That's all it is, folks. A big money-making operation. Operation, operation, occupation, holomation. Cut that out. Anyway, this is your friendly, disabled-friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Don't take that stuff, especially if you can't read what's even in it. And how about all the reports that they don't want you to see? That the FDA doesn't look at.
Yeah.
How about that one, folks? Well, they say that Trump stole some documents from the White House when he moved out. How about what the FDA when they didn't examine all the documents that they were supposed to examine on the last couple of vaccines? I tell you, it's a conservation of inflammation. Outrageous occupation of nutrition, of dietication. What the hell does that mean? That means if she dies, she dies. Get out of here. All right, Inner Sight. That's our estimation of the vaccination. It'll be as confusing as was that philosopher. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. Check them out. Tom's River, New Jersey. Big East, Akita Rescue, go an extra mile for a child. Hey, get your child an Akita. Akitas are very good for children, most of them.
Yes.
You know, most something, Akita, for your youngster. That's a good way to keep them safe.
Yeah, they will.
All right. Go an extra mile for a child in his sight, remind you. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas children that perished. Let the politicians get the trained dogs at the door.
There you go.
What are they waiting for? More tragedy?
That's it. That wasn't right. Tragic enough.
We urge them to change their stupid, ridiculous ways and protect the children.
That's true.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary at Dog Food, Cat Food, Medical. And if you're not able to go get the food, let him know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. 631-484-3085. That's the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight Frolics. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Look at their website. You'll see the note about our nursing home committee.
Yeah.
First committee of its kind to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah.
So there's a number up there on the website. I'll give it to you. 631-487-2038. If you're interested in joining the committee on the nursing homes. Our next meeting is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
A week from tomorrow, the 11th.
Yep.
And you got to get those invitations out.
Yes, that's why I said, oh boy.
Got to check with the Zoom. What?
That's why I said, oh boy, I have a job to do. Start
yeah,
it now.
You
got to
let people know.
Yeah, I know.
I have to get the
yeah.
Zoom number.
Yeah.
I don't hear from them by Monday. I have to call them.
Oh,
they were supposed to call me back. They never did.
Oh, wow. Why?
So I'll get with them. All right. Inner Sight Frolics around the world. Brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them. Let's see. Who else we got? Oh, get that Able News up there.
Okay. Here we go. Let me get
Angela
it.
Melanie. Able.
I have Able
News.
Here we go. Come on, go. Sorry.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Cool.
All right. Inner Sight Frolics, Funnies, and Honeymoon is coming up, Red Fox. Danny going to be here later on. And, of course, Louis the Lip with his craziness is on the show tonight. Give me some honeymooner music. Any honeymooner music?
Yeah, I do.
Put it out. Thank you.
Today was the most miserable day of my life. I never want to go back to driving a bus again. What happened, Ralph? What happened? What didn't happen? People getting on the wrong bus, getting on the bus with the wrong change, people bumping into each other, yelling at each other. One woman swinging her handbag almost hit me in the face. I tell you, Alice, they're all nuts. Maniacs. I'm quitting this job.
You can't quit, Ralph. We have to pay the rent.
God.
That's the door, Ralph.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, is this the Crandon residence? Yeah, I'm Ralph Crandon. What can I do for you? Well, I have an invitation here for you to come to a reading of a will. Reading of a will. Yes. The late Mary Monahan. Mary Monahan. I don't think I know her. Well, she knows you. She left you a fortune in her will. Knows me, left me a fortune in her will. I don't even know this woman. She said something about her favorite bus driver. Anyway, here's the invitation. It's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Monahan Estate. See you then. How do you like that? Some woman I don't even know says I'm her favorite bus driver and left me a fortune. A fortune?
Oh, Ralph.
What happened, Alice? What happened?
He fainted.
Fainted? Gee. Yeah, I hope he didn't disrupt the floorboard. Oh, wait a minute, my Alice. Oh, Ralph. Norton. I'm rich. Do you realize I'm rich? You're rich from fainting? No, not from fainting, you idiot. From this. Here's the paper. Mrs. Monahan, mansion tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 10 o'clock, fortune. Gee, Ralph. Boy, congratulations, Ralph Boyd, and you deserve it. I'm rich.
Oh, Ralph, you're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm going down there tomorrow, and I'm going to be rich. Ralph, you better make sure I go with you there. What are you going to go with me for? Well, it's the small things, Ralph. See, the small things. Like that. That bag. What's that bag for? Well, you can't walk away from that place with $40 million in your pocket. You got to have something to carry it in. All right. All right, now just sit down and take it easy. We're going to find out. We're not going to get anxious or nothing. We're just going to casually hang around. All right, let's get started. Mrs. Monahan's nephew, Albert, Mr. Ralph Crandon, and Fortune.
I'm rich.
Sorry, I got a little carried away there. Now, to Mrs. Monahan's nephew, Albert, the sum of $1 is willed. $1? Gee, pal, too bad. I hope you pick a winner with it. Yeah. And to
My dear friend, Ralph Crandon, my favorite bus driver, who always helped me on and off a bus whenever I couldn't walk good, I leave my fortune.
Die, rich of fortune. Give me it.
Take it easy, Ralph. Don't have a heart attack before you get the fortune. Bascom, please get the fortune.
I'm rich.
Mr. Crandon, this is the fortune. You mean the bird? That's who fortune is, the bird. I forgot your name. Mr. Lawyer, am I to understand that the fortune? Oh, yes. Hubba. That's what Ralph inherited, a bird.
I thought it was a bird.
You inherited the biting buzz. All right, in a sight. And Dinigan's coming up with the schools. Oh, it's back to school. I heard school started on the 29th.
Yeah.
In the city?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, I believe so.
In the city, it started on the 29th.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too, today.
Out here, it won't start till after Labor Day.
That's when it always started. After Labor Day.
Yeah, well, New York had to be different, I guess. Anyway. Dinigan's coming out. Louie's going to be here.
He was actually here, but went off again. So I want to see if he's back again.
Louie the Lip.
Yes, he is. He's
we
back.
Got him on the line?
Yeah, I just have to unmute him.
Let's get Louie on Inner Sight Live on the Frolics.
Here it comes. Hey, Louie.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is Louie the Love Drop speaking. Oh, you sweet fine thing.
Is that the big bopper?
What? I'm not finished yet. Oh, baby, you know what I like. Louie the Lip had a purity face and hanging down and wiggle in and walk and you wiggle in and talk. Oh, made the love drops go round. Ain't nothing I can do like Connie and Chrissy or the actual funny. I watch Connie and Chrissy and make it feel real loosey when the long leg goose and then, oh, baby, that's what I like.
That's pretty good, Lou.
That is
pretty
good.
Papa. Hey, Lou, let me ask you something. Was Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, was he the big bopper?
No, Jerry Lee Lewis was never a big bopper. He's got his own solo with his songs without the big bopper by himself. And Jerry Lee Lewis is on solo by himself.
Oh.
I always thought they were one and the same.
So did I.
Yeah. Pick you up at
so
and don't be late. Oh, I got no money, honey. Oh, baby, now you know what I like.
That's
pretty good.
When did that song come out?
It's a big bopper?
Yeah.
A one-hit wonder back in 1958.
Oh, there you go.
58. Was it number one?
Hit number six on the Billboard chart.
Hit.
Oh. Top 10.
God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the big bopper.
Yeah.
And the facts about Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah, so what's up? Did you watch Connie and Chrissy?
Saturday yet on public access. It's on tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. I saw it.
There you go.
What were they talking about?
They're talking about going out on a date and everything. Give the ladies a drink and dancing and a female singing a host.
There you go.
Now, when they go out on a date, do they go out with a guy?
Maybe so. I don't know.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Hey, you ought to try to go on one of their dates and, spy on them. Sneak in the back, see?
Don't give them this. Crazy answer.
You know, in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Get on the seat.
Uh-huh.
And lie down. And get on the floor so they can't see you.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a hidden camera in there. And we get some good film of Connie and Chrissy.
Well,
the only thing is, don't jump up while they're driving. You scare them.
Scare them, yeah.
Got to wait till they stop.
You shake my nerves and I rattle my brain. I'm coming out on a man to say, you broke my will. A lot of drill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And that's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes, that is.
Hold me, baby. Woo-hoo. Kiss me, baby. Feel good.
McIntyre.
I want to love you like I love you.
McIntyre got beat. He beat.
You're fine. You're mine. Tell the world you're mine, 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 mine.
Yeah.
Hey, who else can you do, Lou? Can you do Nat King Cole?
That's right.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's the
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tie carols being sung by a choir. And folks that dress like Connie and Chrissy, everybody knows. A rooster and some mistletoe. Mel helped the unseasoned bride. Tiny ice cream with his brain on a glow that are finally unhard to sleep tonight.
What did you say? His brain all aglow. All right.
Hey, I keep going. Do you know that Connie and Chrissy laying in bed? They lower lots of lingerie pajamas on her bed. Behind mother's child is called spy. You see Connie and Chrissy really know how to kissy-kissy.
Oh.
And so I'm offering is on simple phrase for kids for 1 or 405. Although, as they say, many times, many ways, Connie and Chrissy Connie and Chrissy. Connie and Chrissy to you.
All right. The great Nat King Cole changing his entire lyric.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nat wrote that song. I never found out.
That he was really telling you.
Anyway.
You lower?
Somebody's got a television on me. Can you lower that television?
Wait a minute. Okay, I got my, I cover the phone.
Yeah, you gotta make it so the noise doesn't come through, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
I heard that Connie and Chrissy got locked out of the bathroom. And they had to climb through the window to go to the bathroom.
Oh, bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get in.
Because Robin lays an egg. The Batmobile, the lost their wheel, and the Joker ran away. Jingle bells, Batman sells, and Robin lays an egg in the bathroom. He put his head in Cheerios and drowned him every day.
Oh, no.
When you hear that one, that's funny.
I made that story up.
No, you can. That one is a song, Frank. Robin laid it. That is a song. They just made
that's funny.
Yeah.
It's funnier the way Louis sings it.
Yeah, it's better the way Louis sings it.
Yeah, Connie and Chrissy had to boost each other up by the window. You know?
Yeah.
One of them had to go up to the window, to the bathroom. And then slide back down.
Yeah.
And the other one had to push the other one up. Woo! You know,
yeah.
And go to the
bathroom.
Because that
Connie and Chrissy's on a slave.
Oh, jeez.
Made lots of lingerie on her bed. And every Connie and Chrissy said, Tilly has got a spy. You saw Connie and Chrissy really know how to flirt. And so I'm offering this beautiful phrase for kids from 1 to 4,054. And as always it said, many times, many ways, Connie and Chrissy, Connie and Chrissy, Connie and Chrissy to you. I love you, Connie and Chrissy. Love you.
All right, a little early seasonal stuff from Louis the Lip.
It'll be
and thank you for that, Lou.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Hey, have a good Labor Day weekend.
You too, Lou.
Yeah, you too.
You're in my heart. Yeah, you like me making feel happy, Suzanne, with Connie and Chrissy making it up?
You make me laugh, which is happy, which is great.
Say it again.
You make me laugh, and it keeps me happy, which is good.
Yeah, you gotta get a hold of Connie and Chrissy on the internet one of these days.
Yeah, I did that one day because they were still around, but I have to get them for you and arrange something.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Lou.
Have a good Labor Day. Thinking about you too. Listen, by the way, we can put Honor of Louis Rivera coming to Inner Sight on Blog Talk Radio.
Soon we could bring you if Frank wants that.
We'll do it.
I don't mind. We'll do it, yeah.
Yes, pretty soon be
good idea.
Honoring Louis Rivera.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Lou.
Okay. You take care. I love you. Bye-bye. I love you.
Hey, we love you, too. You know
we
that.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Take
can
care,
you
Suzanne.
Can you give me that... Can you give me that Jack Benny roast piece?
I don't have the other phone. That's the problem.
You need another phone? What's wrong with this phone?
Put it on this one, and then the other one will be able to listen to it, but I can't do it now. I don't have another phone. I only have one phone going back and forth between the board and other stuff trying to get things done.
So you can't play anything off the board right now.
That's correct. It'll just in your speech. You won't be able to hear it.
Give me some Red Fox music.
Yeah.
Come on, Pop, we're going to be late. It's my wedding day. I'm going to get married. I don't know why you won't get married for. You won't listen to your old Pop. I told you. I don't like the way she looks. She's got ugly legs anyway. Will you stop that? What'd you say? what'd you say her father did? He runs a window at the post office. More like he washed the window. Is that what she told you? Yeah. Well, she ain't going to tell you the truth. I seen her father outside the post office climbing up them windows and washing them. Would you cut that out? Well, come on, how are we going to... Did you call the cab? Yeah, I called the cab a couple hours ago. What? Well, they didn't come. Of course they didn't come. He told me to call the wrong cab company. What do you mean the wrong cab company? I called the white cab company. See, if you call the white cab company and they know they want you to come down to Watts, they ain't going to come because they know that's a black neighborhood. You got to call the black cab company. and you told me to call the other one. What were you? What are you talking about? Yeah, they're scared. They prejudiced you.
Yeah.
I told them. I said just honk the horn and keep going down the road slow. And we'll jump in. I said, what? You can't do that. You get yourself killed. Well, they ain't gonna come. Anyway, why we got to take a cab? Why don't we take the truck? Truck? That dirty old truck to my wedding? You crazy. I'm taking that truck. What's the matter? Aren't you proud of your father's establishment? The Sanford Junk Empire? Junk Empire. Come on, Pop. We take the truck and we park around the corner. Nobody gonna know. Now, come on, let's go. Stupid truck. Come on, son. Finally got it. Yeah, look here. Look at all these jive turkeys up in here. Look at this. I think it was some kind of a big event. It is a big event, Pop. My wedding, man. Some wedding. All right, all right. Is the groom here? Is the bride here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, Your Honor, that's not a judge. That's a preacher. Oh, what do you call him? I don't know. Preacher.
Preacher.
Yes, preacher. All right. Who gives this man to this woman? Pop, that's you. I ain't giving nobody to nobody. Will you cut that out? What's wrong with you, man? Mr. Sanford? Yeah, preacher. Who give this woman to this man? I do, sir. Hey, wait a minute. Is that the window washer?
You
cut that out. I'm sorry. Don't mind my father. He's a little weird. I ain't weird. Nothing wrong with washing windows. You got to be able to see, don't you? I beg your pardon, Mr. Sanford. I don't wash windows. I work behind a window in the post office. That's what you tell them, but you can't tell me that. Well, why you dare you talk to my husband like that? Who you think you are? Shut up, Mama. Hey, look here. Why don't you take your daughter and go back where you came from in Kailuka, Africa?
What? Kailuka, Africa? We don't come from no Africa. We come from Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana.
How'd you get this?
More like Indiana.
What?
All right. Everybody settle down now. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join this man and woman in the holy bondage.
Holy
bondage. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the other part of that word. Holy bond of of matrimony. Now, do you, Lamont, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife from now on forever to cherish and obey forever?
Yeah.
I do. All right. Now, do you, I'm sorry, what was your name?
My daughter's name is Sheila.
Sheila. Do you, Sheila, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to honor and cherish and love and obey till death do you part?
No.
I now pronounce. Wait a minute. She said no.
That's right.
Oh, she did. I didn't even hear her.
What? She said no, Pop. She said no.
Well, that's good. That means we can all go home. Come on.
What? Don't you understand? She said no.
Oh.
Well, don't let it bother you too much, son. Because now she can go home and wash her own. Wash your own windows.
Woo!
Well, I guess you look pretty bad up there, boy. A good thing your mother's not here to see this. Talk about my mother, Uncle Woody. This is horrible. Get stood up at the church. She says, no. Well, I guess you won't be needing these sheets anymore for the bed. I can take them back and get my $17.99, whatever it was. Just take them and get out. Boy, you sure look like a real dummy up there, boy.
And I guess you won't be needing this silverware no more, Lamont. Because you ain't going to have no home. You got your same old silverware. I guess I'll take it back and get my $19.99.
Just take it. Take everything and get out. All right, Inside Frolics. Poor Lamar, that was so funny, though.
That was funny.
they had a big fight in the church.
Yeah, now I...
They started punching each other.
I'm going to punch you. How dare you talk to my daughter like that?
Hey, look here, you old cracked up. You old crackpot Cadillac. Battleac. Called her crackpot Battleac. Oh, man, that was so damn funny. Hey, you know, we got to make some changes on the show. We need some school music. Want to do the Dinnigan stuff.
Yeah.
Find me some school music.
Oh, I could try.
Well, for the future. I mean, you can't do it now, but...
No, I'd get to some school music. What do you want? Like, I don't know. Like something that
some
was...
School music.
School music, all right.
Inner Sight Frolics.
You'll get me
53, New York, and I never forget the time when Dinnigan came in. And he was always late, of course, with his new glasses.
No, my.
And these glasses were so thick that they actually were heavy on his face, you know.
Oh.
So Jimmy came in. He was walking kind of funny because he couldn't see with these damn glasses.
Oh.
He was afraid to tell his mother because his mother spent a lot of money on these glasses.
Oh, Miss Ma, I don't feel good. I had to come to school. I don't feel good.
Jimmy, sit down. What's wrong?
I got these glasses, and they're weighing down my nose. And my nose is all heavy now. On the nose and the... I can't breathe good.
Take those glasses off.
I take them off. I won't be able to see.
What can you see with them on?
No, I can't see with them on either.
So Janie,
Jimmy, why did you get glasses you can't see with? What's the matter with you?
My mother took me to the doctor, and the doctor gave me a lollipop.
A lollipop?
Yeah, he gave me a lollipop, and I sit in the chair, and next thing I know, he stuck this thing on my face. A big, thick thing, you know, and I said, what's that? He said, don't worry. He said, that I'm going to give you new glasses. And he stuck this thing on my face with a lot of cream and everything. It was disgusting. And he washed it off, and then he gave me these glasses. And I put them on, and they're so heavy. I'm still blind, even with these glasses on. Bouncing around, find Santa Claus. If you don't like it, give it up your wrist.
Jimmy, stop singing that song. Sorry, Miss Ma.
So then he puts his glasses down. He takes them off.
And
now he can't find his glasses. So he makes an announcement. He makes an announcement with the...
Hunger, help me find my glasses. I can't go home without my glasses. My mother will kill me.
So now the whole class is feeling around looking for these glasses. And what happened was somebody knocked them on the floor.
Oh, no. They break?
And about 20 kids stepped on them. And Miss Martha says,
everybody sit down. I have to call the house cleaning people. There's glass all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Woo!
What am I going to do? You my glasses.
So Jimmy puts on the frames.
Yeah.
And Joe McElroy, he's supposed to be the genius in the class. He says, "Don't worry, Jimmy." He says, "Tell your mother your glasses. You still got them on. She won't know the difference."
He starts crying.
He's got these frames on.
Oh,
man, I'll never forget it. And he had to go home like that.
Uh-oh. I wonder what she did to him.
All right, we're going to be with you next Tuesday. Open mic. We're off Monday.
Yes, we are.
Labor Day. But hope you had a little crazy fun over here. I want to thank John for his $200 donation to Intersight. And all our friends who help us, greatly appreciate it. All right. Don't forget, we are looking for a Colorado lawyer to help Lupita Lewis. And don't forget, we're going to be honoring Milton, the fallen guide dog. We'll keep you posted on that as we get more information. We're hoping to get the date soon. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
It's crazy.